You mind if I sit here? It's the only spot left at the bar. Thanks. So, what's your story then? You an adventurer? You look like one. Yeah, I thought so. You can spot your lot from a mile away. We get a lot of adventurers in here. I suppose it is the biggest inn in the town. And there's always some sort of drama going on. I know how much your lot love that kind of thing. So, where are you headed next then? You're heading up north. I suppose it's the time of year for it. It'd be too cold to travel up that way in a few months. I hate the cold. Well, I mean, I am a pirate, so I'm sure that's not much of a surprise. You though, you're nice and warm, aren't you? Just like me. I can feel it on your skin when I brush up against you. It's not like there's much space when you're sitting at a bar, all squished together. Your hands and arms and legs rubbing up against one another. That's one of the things that makes sitting at the bar so exciting. A little bit of human connection. A little tease. The flesh of a stranger rubbing up against your own. Though, I suppose that depends on the stranger, doesn't it? To be honest, I wouldn't have come up and asked to sit next to you if you're a big sweaty orc or something. But a handsome human adventurer, well, that's just my type. So, are you staying here for the night then? Yeah, you've got a room. Oh, what number are you in? Mine is just next door. Isn't that a nice coincidence? Although I've heard the rooms in here can be awfully drafty and cold at night, even in the summer. So maybe you'd like to have someone come and warm your bed. I wouldn't mind. You might be hot, but, well, a pirate is always going to be hotter than a human, aren't they? What do you say? Do you want to take me back to your room and we can have a bit of fun? If you want, I can stay the night and keep you warm too. I'm good at that. Actually, I'm quite good at a lot of things. Come on. I thought you were an adventurer. Why not have a night of fun to write into your story? Come on, take my hand. Let's go back to your room. Wow, you forked out and got one of the nicer rooms, didn't you? You must be a very successful adventurer. How impressive. Your bed is twice the size of mine. No, I suppose I'm not that big, so I don't take up that much space. Come here. Mm. Well, you taste wonderful, Mr. Adventurer. There's something about humans that's just... so delicate on the palate. That's not your hand travelling down my back, is it? I suppose you are an adventurer, right? So you need to investigate every single part of my body. I know how you lot hate to leave things unexplored. That's what I love about you. Come on. Come down on the bed. Get on top of me. Lie down with me. Just unbuckle your pants. Just hitch up my skirt. I haven't got any panties on. Go on. Put my legs up on your shoulders. I want to feel you deep inside. Standing up, alright? Turn me around. You can smack my ass if you want, don't worry. I like a man that's a bit rough. Just make sure that you... fuck. Oh, fuck. Yeah, fuck me. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's it. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, my fucking god. Oh, my fucking god. Oh, grab my hips and fucking fuck me. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck, you can come inside some more. Fill me up. My big fucking adventure. Well, that's definitely going to be a night to remember. Oh. Let's go back out to the bar and get another few drinks, shall we? And then, who knows, maybe we can come back in here for a bit more fun. Oh, fuck, your cum's running down my legs. I'll have to wipe it up, hang on. Or everyone out there in the inn's hall is gonna know what naughty business we've been up to. Though they might already have an idea. The whole fucking inn probably heard that. That's alright, I don't mind. I hope they enjoyed the show. I'm gonna clean myself up for a minute. You head on back out and keep my seat warm for me, alright? I'll be out in a minute. Oh.